All right, this is Tim from Capes and Scowls, and with me today I have Enrica Jang from Red Stylo Comics.
How you doing, guys?
So tell me a little bit about all the different projects you have going on. I'm recording this currently at AwesomeCon 2019, and I walked by and I said, these are all really fun looking things. I saw Crossing, and I was like, I'm going to have to go back and check that out.
Well, thank you for stopping. I really appreciate it. Crossing is a brand new series. It's paranormal, anti-romance, about an annoying goth princess who is haunting the rookie train conductor who ran her over. She says that her death was a murder made to look like a suicide, and she can't cross over until he helps her solve her case.
Very cool. Now, you have three issues here. Is there more coming?
Yes. Next month, we are in just a couple weeks, we will be launching the next Kickstarter for issue 4, and the final Kickstarter will be another double issue. So we'll be it's a mini, six-issue mini. I'm really excited to get this one out. And the artist for this is Alex Cormick, also working with Mark Mullaney, and both of those guys are out of Boston.
Nice. Is there plans to try to kickstart a trade version?
You know, that is always, it's always a wonderful opportunity, and then you can get a really great gallery and some extra bonus material in there, so we have always had that in mind, and these artists are really, really great about creating a lot of extra material that we're really looking forward into putting into that final trade. But the single issues, you're also going to see some stuff you won't see again, so it's worth picking up the single issues.
I agree. I think if you find a project, especially through something like a Kickstarter, if you really like it, get the issues and then try to get the trade as well to support the creators. Because I've seen sometimes issues do really well and then the trade doesn't get funded. And I think that's terrible. It's a hard thing. It's just hard being a creator nowadays. Do you have any opinions on that?
It can be. I think Kickstarter it seems to be the place where people can reliably shop for indie. And even if people are not necessarily looking for their core funding, because everybody, if you're in self-publishing or indie publishing, your money comes from all these little, you stitch together all of the funding for this kind of stuff. But sometimes, especially with Kickstarter now, this is the way to get in front of people who would never have seen your comic before. And a lot of people, especially overseas, internationally, they're shopping for indie this way. So I would say that even if a project doesn't fund, to get this art in front of people that would never have otherwise been able to see it, Kickstarter is invaluable that way. And all of the crowdfunding sites, Patreon is just as important for that kind of thing. So I always encourage people to do it, and half the point is getting in front of people. Half of it is, obviously you want sales, and that's the other part of it, it's a very important part of it, but really getting that base and getting this work in front of folks that otherwise wouldn't have been able to see it.
I agree, especially with Patreon. A lot of different creators have, you know, just give me a dollar, just kick me a dollar, you know? When you think about all the things you waste your money on, it's like, man, I could just give this creator I really love, you know, like $12 a year. Like, that's awesome. And I think more people need to do that. So, sticking on topic here, why don't you tell me more about some of your books? I really love Caged in Flesh. This looks awesome. Tell me about that.
Well, every year Red Stylo does a themed anthology. And over the last 9 years, we have published over 350 different artists and writers. So that's a way where we keep content fresh and we get more artists and writers in front of people. So it's one of those things I'm really proud of this particular company, doing that for our community. Our anthology last year was inspired by Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And we made a double-sided book. Half the book inspired by Dr. Jekyll, half the book inspired by Mr. Hyde. A Soul Divided was the Jekyll side of the book, and it has six different stories inspired by Jekyll. And then Caged in Flesh is the Hyde side, in six different stories inspired by Hyde. The artist, part of the challenge was a lot of people sort of dwell in the middle and sort of this is good and this is bad, this is good, this is a gray area. We challenged the artists and writers to pick a side, choose a side, and write from that point of view. And it's interesting how much resistance there can be for that, but we're all choosing sides all the time, and it was fun to do this project.
That's awesome. Now, do you have anything you'd like to plug, something upcoming? Besides Crossing number 4, is there any other projects in the works? that you're allowed to tell me about?
I can. Our 2019 anthology is inspired by Dante's Inferno. It's called What Fresh Hell Is This? And that anthology will be consists of 9 stories, each exploring one circle of hell, along with a frame narrative about hell and Satan's origin. So really looking forward to getting that book in front of folks, and that is due out in October.
That is like the greatest thing you could have told me. I love Dante's Inferno. This is awesome. Well, there's a sound bite. Well, I thank you for talking with me, and I wish you the best of luck. And where can people find you online?
We are on redstylo.com. You can find most of our projects there, and then we are also on Patreon. So it's patreon.com/redstylo.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.